This is Earth and Sky, with more about the aftermath of the Haman fire.
It began in June 2002 and became the largest wildfire ever recorded in Colorado. Bob Brobst is an environmental engineer in Colorado. He told us that some areas in the forest were reduced to what looked like a giant ashtray.
There's a whole lot of microenvironments that happen. There's a whole lot of areas that actually are hotter than others. I've seen areas out there where metal, and I believe it was either aluminum or some other metal, ran liquid. So in that particular area, that had to be one heck of a fire for a very long time to get the metal that hot to run just like lava.
We asked Brobst how long it would take for the Haman site to recover.
If recovery means going back to trees that were 600 years old, well, the answer is kind of obvious. It'll be 600 years or more. If it means recovery, meaning will it now become a meadow and will life come back in there and animals come back in and start utilizing it and the water quality improve, etc., we're talking a few years. We're talking 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years. We're not talking a very long time.
For a transcript of our interview with Bob Brobst, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.